Golden Valley.
We think that listening with our app is a great investment of your time.
Download it free today.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump beats Joe Biden hands down in a new presidential poll.
When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. Yet 30% of adults say neither president benefited them. This polling underscores why we're hearing so much about certain issues from the two campaigns. Biden's emphasizing abortion issues, and Trump is focused on immigration. And it also explains why the candidates spend so much time attacking each other.
U.S. stocks fell sharply following a mixed start to the earnings reporting season. The S&P 500 was down 1.5% of its value on Friday. The Dow dropped 1.2%, and the NASDAQ composite fell by 1.6%, down from its record high. This is SRN News.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
What does it mean to be a Christian woman in our current culture? How does your faith in Christ relate to the world around you? At times, being a Christian can seem like an overwhelming task in today's busy and challenging landscape. That's why you should visit iBelieve.com, a site designed for Christian women. Whether you're looking for insight, conversation starters for your church group, or just an uplifting message, you'll find it at iBelieve.com. Visit iBelieve.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Turn all the lights on and kill the noise. The Biz 1440 presents the best 2 hours of economic news and commentary.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
It's the King Banyan Show, your source for penetrating economic insight, razor-sharp analysis, and unflinching universal thought.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy.
Everything you need to maintain clarity and stay ahead of the economic curve.
If you're going to fix complicated problems, you have to learn how to fix simple problems first.
Now, here's Professor King Banyan.
Good morning and welcome, King Banyan Show, the Biz 1440. Thank you for spending time with us today. Did you wait till this weekend to do your taxes? Not good, Bob. You should have got them done. Well, they're due Monday night. So if you're the kind that procrastinates, heck, you might not be listening to the show right now, but you caught us on the podcast. I hope you got through it all right. Actually did mine last weekend and already have them sent them in, I think, Sunday night. So, there's always that feeling, you know, I got a few hundred dollars back. That's great. But then you look at how much you left on the table and you're like, yikes, how much am I paying? It's a lot. It's a lot, but happy tax weekend. Happy Masters weekend for those of you who celebrate. It's a great time. I have a friend that plays golf every weekend, except this one. this one, no matter what, he will be home today and tomorrow. You cannot get him off the couch. Just for that, you can't get. And as Spencer and I were saying before the show, you can't get the twins out of the hospital. Not a great start to the Twins baseball season. If you're a fan of that, not good. But hey, cheer for the Timberwolves. Got a shot still at being the number one seed if things break right for them tomorrow. 651-289-4477, number to call with questions and comments. 651-289-4477. I'm in shorts. Yes, I, because my taxes are done and because I'm not a Masters tournament goofball, I actually am going to be outside and probably out hitting a golf ball this afternoon because it's going to be glorious out there. I really hope that you're able to get outside and enjoy the good weather later next week, probably not so hot. So get it while you can. 651-289-4477. It's Inflation Saturday, Job Saturday, followed by Inflation Saturday. Got a few things for you We got some data, and I'm going to actually lead with a story rather than start with the data itself, although I've got a little data in this piece too. I want to lead with this piece that I read. Where did I? There it is, right there. A piece that's in this morning's The Weekend Wall Street Journal. What economists miss about inflation. You can be sure that this economist, when he sees a headline like that, is like, "Oh gosh, that's just clickbait." And I'm here for you. So let's dig right in. Written by two faculty members at the Sloan School of Management at MIT. And I'm going to work through this because I just want to go through this. Many economists, political commentators wonder why U.S. consumers continue to feel like they are suffering from inflation. All the annual rate of inflation dropped sharply during 2023 and is well below its peak in the summer of 2022. That's their first paragraph. My response to that is because people care. The word inflation encouraged, you know, is something that really in the lifetime of many folks, Spencer and I were talking. Spencer is not fresh out of college, but in his lifetime, he's about my children's age. And my kids have never really experienced inflation until now. And I'm looking forward to the fact my daughter has been living in Europe for the last 2.5 years, and she's going to come back. And when she sees different prices now in that currency, she's in a country that doesn't use the euro. You can narrow it down quite a bit from that. She's assuming that those price differences, they don't really register for her because there's a confusion of exchange rates. I can't wait for her to come back to the States. And experience what's going to happen now with what's going to happen when she gets to her next position in her career and experiences U.S. prices. She's going to be like, when did a Veggie Delight sandwich at Subway become $7? Okay, remember when there were? Do you remember when they used to have? You know, what were they like? They're foot-long sandwiches that were $6 or $7. But this isn't the part that annoys me the most. I'm going to get to it. Let me go back to this article. The answer is that consumers have a broader time horizon. They look at the rate of price increases over the past 3 years. I don't know why they picked three, but that doesn't sound bad because up to 2021, we really didn't experience much in the way of inflation for the better part of 3 decades. They write, from January 2021 to January 2024, the consumer price index for all items rose by 17.96%. Okay, so my spidey sense tingle when I start seeing people carry the calculation to the second decimal place. Listeners to the King Banyan Show know you don't measure. We don't measure prices that accurately that you can be precise down to 2 decimal places. Knock it off. 18% would have been fine. I couldn't have even lived with, I could have lived with 18.0. 17.96, I'm sorry, you just tripped my smell test. Okay, so that's one thing that kind of ticked me off. Back to the article. A concrete example. You paid $10 for a tuna sandwich at a takeout place at the start of 2021. My reaction, you're going to the wrong takeout place. First of all, what place has a tuna sandwich? And second, okay, who was charging you $10 back then? Three, could you even get a tuna sandwich in January of 2021 in the middle of COVID? Not sure. By the start of 2024, they write, a same tuna sandwich costs $11.80. And I'm like, whoop, hang on. Hold up there. Here's what they did. They took the consumer price index for all items and assumed the tuna sandwich wasn't, went up by that same percentage. Not true. So because I'm that kind of a guy, I went and got for you. There's a consumer price index for food away from home for just the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. All right, Spencer, this is the producer participation part of the show. What do you think the inflation rate for food from takeout food, or just food away from home, because it could be takeout, it could be a fine restaurant, whatever. What do you think the inflation rate in the Twin Cities where you live has been over the last 3 years?
I might be a little light on this, but I would say 12 to 15%.
Yep. So you would have said less than the 17.96.
Oh, wow.
You would have said that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we let our new guy participate? We're training another board up today, so I want to see if... Do you want to take a crack at this, Dylan?
Sure, King. What's going on?
Yeah. The question is, in the last 3 years, how much has the price of food at a takeout place gone up, do you think?
Oh, probably.
In Minneapolis, because you live there, right?
I do, yeah. Probably close to, I don't know, I want to say 18 to 20% at least.
18 to 20% at least. The answer, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 25.6%.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that $10 tuna sandwich, if you were buying it in Minneapolis, didn't go up to $11.80. It went up to $12.50. All right. So this certainly feels like... So, okay, thanks, Dylan, and welcome to the show. So that certainly feels like severe inflation, the authors, right? Would it be much comfort if an economist told you you should feel good because the price of a tuna sandwich only rose by 3.11% in the last year from $11.45 to $11.80. Well, I don't know. Maybe I could. Maybe I wouldn't. I should have looked up what the inflation rate, what that number was over the last year. I did it. Okay. Moreover, they write, in 2021, no one was asking for a tip. Since the pandemic, it has become common for payment screens at takeout places to prompt customers for a gratuity of as much as 25%. You could say no, but at the risk of a scowl from the cashier. All right. As you heard, I was not thrilled with this article, but you won me back. Okay. What are their names? Posen and Kotari. Professors Posen and Kotari, you won me back with the comment about the screen. Okay. This is now completely annoying. I order a coffee on my app from the local Starbucks to pick up on my way to the office in the morning. I punch it in. It asks me, add tip here. And I'm like, wait. You are a coffee shop. If you take a job at a coffee shop, what's the easiest part of your job? Pouring coffee into a cup out of a container. Now, some of these places, now you got to turn a dial and press a button because they're making you a fresh ground cup every time. Well, I'll tell you what, for your $4 cup of coffee, that's just a cup of coffee, that doesn't seem like too much. But then they want to say, would you like to tip for this? If you go to the store and do it, and you bring your cup in. Now, you notice they'll give you a 10-cent discount if you bring your own cup with you. That's great. But now you've got that personal interaction. The server who's going to do you the great service of pouring cup into your cup of coffee because they work in a coffee shop is going to look at you like, look at the tip jar. This is out of control. And they're right. It has absolutely nothing to do with the rest of this article. But I'm here for you, Professors Posen and Qatari, because you cited the fact that part of my resistance of going to restaurants now is that the expectation of tipping has gone to a whole new level. Remember, what does the word tip stand for? It's an acronym. It stands for to ensure performance. Okay? In the 17th century, you went to the alehouse, right? You had to negotiate with someone to come bring you an ale, because if you had to go up to the bar to get it yourself, you might end up with a very unpleasant set of confrontations because people are drinking and there's no police around and so forth. So you paid an intermediary to go get it for you. You got an intermediary to go get it for you, and you gave them something to encourage them to go bring you back a beer. Now I walk in, a cup that I cleaned, I put it in front of them. Please put a cup of coffee in here. They put a cup of coffee in here. They hand it back to me. They tell me how much it is, and I pay them. And then they look for something extra. Now, I will explain why they do that after these messages, but I have to tell you, the tip screens, this has got to stop, all right? This stuff has got to stop. I'll be back right after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on The Biz 1440.
You need to call the police, and you need to call your father, and you need to get you and your son away from this guy.
I want to fix it. That's why I want to sell my home, and I just want to be able to get
everything. No, honey, we don't need to call a realtor. You and your son are in danger.
Direct, honest,
The Ramsey Show.
Weekdays 1 to 4.
The Ramsey Show.
I found a job that's very rewarding, but they're going to work me like a dog. It's a 70-hour work week.
70 hours a week. Man's not, woman's not created to work like that. Indefinite?
Yeah, that's an indefinite situation.
You married?
I am not married.
You won't be.
Yeah, you could do it for a short term. Don't sell out for something that just looks good. It's got to be good in all aspects.
Break free from debt with The Ramsey Show.
Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Arby's Computer Service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own. Whether it's for your personal system or business, Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at MakeMeAFirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Welcome back. King Banyan Show, the Biz 1440. 651-289-4477. Are you annoyed by those tip screens as much as I am? I have to say, I was so happy when I read this piece because it's like, that part is so perfect. But I'm going to tell you, it's even not, it's worse than you think. So with going to takeout, which, as we argued, I think, last week, we do a lot more now than we did even just 5 years ago. More and more stuff takeout, right? I came home Thursday night expecting to cook something, and it had been a pretty long day, and my wife looks at me and she says, I didn't cook, and I know you're not in the mood. Can we just go down to the corner sandwich shop and grab a couple sandwiches for dinner? Yeah, I'm there for that. I made chili for her last night, so I'm in her good graces again right now. And because I just wasn't in the mood to cook Thursday night. Last night I was. So the difference here is that as we pointed out, your takeout food is here in the local market here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I know I've got listener friends around the country as well who listen on the internet or listen to the podcast at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. I really hope, you know, share that address with your friends, TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. And I believe that people in that are just experiencing that piece of the inflation. It's why I always would have Spencer look at what the price of gasoline is outside the mothership down there in Eagan. Because I was always like, well, what are people down there experiencing for gas inflation? Because that's a top of mind number. But the top of mind number is two things when you go to the coffee shop, the sandwich shop, the burger place. Even when you go do fast casual, Panera, right? You go into a place like that, okay, the omnipresent tip screen. Now, it is interesting because in older days, some years ago, I had a friend who's currently a dean of a business school out on the West Coast, but lives here in the Twin Cities. He did lots of research on tipping and did it comparing like a sit, but they were both sit down restaurants, but one would be sort of a higher scale place where the price of the average plate of food was plated, and it was brought to you, and it was like maybe a $15 meal versus something like a Perkins, which back when he was doing these studies, 25, 30, yeah, it must be 30 years ago for him now. When he was doing these studies, that Perkins was a $6 plate of eggs and bacon and hash browns, and studied the tipping behavior in both places using actually someone who was asking questions and was able to get information on the tip on what tip was left from the restaurant in both places. Okay, because to ensure performance, one of the things that you do with a tip is to make sure that you want to make sure that when you go back another time that you're ensuring yourself that you're going to get good service. So that to ensure performance, the acronym tip, is in fact, part of this continuous deal between me and the other place. I have a Starbucks that I go to probably 90% of the time. I tip generously there because they know my name. I walk in. They know what I want. If I should order something that they're not used to seeing me order, they'll actually wait for me to walk in and they'll say, did you really mean to order this? And I've had a couple times like, yeah, I did, because I've got a friend in town and this is what he or she wants. Okay, I got someone visiting me at the university and I want and they wanted a coffee and this is what they wanted, right? And so I'm bringing it into them while I'm driving from, not from a suburb, but from the edge of town here to the campus. And so that's not abnormal. But I think particularly when you think about that comparison, what you're paying at the pump, what you're paying at the McDonald's, what you're paying, yes, there's a tip screen at McDonald's. Okay, what you're paying everywhere in a restaurant. And then you compare it to what's happened to your wages. In the Twin Cities, your average wage, according to Deed, the wage in the Twin Cities between 2021 and 2024, okay, over those 3 years, January to January, went up 14.8%. So you're paying 25.6% more. I'll go one decimal point, okay? 25.6% more for your takeout, and your wages only went up 14.8%. Well, you don't have to be an economist or a rocket scientist to realize that you can afford less food at the takeout place. Then you spin around and say, okay, then I'll eat more at home. Okay, that's great, but you're gonna what happens then? You find out the price of your eggs, your price of your milk has gone up dramatically, perhaps for non-inflationary reasons. But the point is, you are battling inflation. Inflation is a problem. And why is it a problem? It's a problem why is it a problem that people are still talking about, even though the rate of inflation is coming down? It's a problem because what you are actually experiencing isn't the full range of prices you are paying off of on a broad variety of goods and services. Your mind is processing it in the moment of actually paying for something and looking at it and recognizing, man, that's more than I used to pay. And then you look at what's left in your wallet after all that and you go, man, that's not enough to cover this increase. And so time after time, person after person is having to make the choice to reduce, to figure out how to economize. That's what another meaning of the word economics, economize, to figure out how to meet their needs within a constrained budget. And what people are reacting to is the fact that their budget feels more constrained than it did 3 years ago. And it does. All of this is prefaced for, all of this last 20 minutes is prefaced to the fact that the inflation report that we got on Wednesday of this week for the third month in a row surprised us in the wrong direction. Inflation was higher than we were told to expect by the talking heads, the chattering class that shows up on the cable news networks. It was up by more than expected. So let me go pull up, and it's showing up in a variety of places. But the day before that report, the day before the BLS report came out, the National Federation of Independent Businesses reported that small business optimism decreased to the lowest number it had been since December of 2012. Okay, that's the 27th consecutive month. So the average number is 98. It's supposed to be 100, but the average over the last 50 years has been 98. Maybe small business owners are a little more pessimistic than expected, generally speaking. But this number is 10 points below. So Bill Dunkelberg, who's the chief economist at the NFIB, says small business optimism has reached the lowest levels since 2012 as owners continue to manage numerous economic headwinds. Inflation has once again been reported as the top business problem on Main Street, and the labor market The labor market has only slightly eased. 25% of reporters, the report says, 25% of owners, 25% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their businesses through higher input and labor costs, up 2 points from February. That 38% on net had raised their compensation levels. And it's and that number's beginning to come up too. So the day before the CPI report came out, we had this report from NFIB, which I read more than others. And I'll say two things about this. First of all, NFIB is small businesses. They tend to be, I think the sample they survey, small business owners tend to be a little more conservative economically than the general public. They tend to be a little, but they also have a very different set of information. They have a very different set of motivations. They're trying to do a different set of things. So I don't try to extrapolate from the business owners to consumer sentiment more generally. But on Friday, yesterday, we got almost the same result from the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey, which shows that their expectations of inflation ticked up in March. And so the whole idea that inflation is contained and is on a gradual but bumpy path to 2%, this week we got evidence to suggest that that might not be true. That small business owners and consumers in two different surveys told us that at minimum, that path is bumpier than we thought. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on The Biz 1440.
Are you ready to tackle your next project? Look no further than Sage Equipment Rental, your trusted partner for all your equipment needs. With a wide selection of top-quality equipment, SageEquipmentRental.com makes every job easier. From excavators, bobcats, to boom lifts, we've got the tools to help you get the job done right. SageEquipmentRental.com is offering a $2,000 rental certificate for $1,000. Don't wait. Finish that project. Go to MNDeals.com to claim the station's offer today.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
My name is John Richardson, and I am from Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Well, there was a big hailstorm that came through the neighborhood, and my roof was severely damaged, and I knew I needed new shingles. Well, there were a lot of people who came through the neighborhood. Every 10 or 15 minutes, people would be knocking on my door saying they would help me repair the roof. JTR, I had dealt with them before, and they immediately called me and said that they would meet with my insurance company, assess all the damage, and make sure that my roof was repaired properly. Within 2 days, they had the job finished. One of the things I noticed about the workers was that they, as they did the job, they would clean up and make sure that all the debris was picked up. I think the best part about JTR was when they took a look at my shingles and they made sure the insurance company knew that they were architectural shingles, not just your normal shingles on a house. JTR Roofing did everything and more that I asked them to do. They did a great job. Call them. They will come out and take care of everything you need, and they are really professional.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel
breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Welcome back, King Banging Show, the Biz 1440. Well, someone, the research department is back. Don has fact-checked me on the word TIP as having the acronym origin. I will call your attention to the Twitter feed with the hashtag #KBRS to find out what it is. I have to say, I've read that story before, and this is one of those cases where I think it's too good to fact-check. The site I was using was from a journal article that had been refereed someone else's article. It's from a sociology journal. And you can do your jokes about sociology right here. I'm here for you. So that's how that goes. I like Jack's comment too on Twitter about my displeasure with people measuring things to the second decimal place. Jack writes, an old engineer I worked with years ago said you don't measure a horse apple with a micrometer, which is great. It's great. But anyway, good to have Jack and Don on Twitter for us. But you can participate there as well. And you can call us 651-289-4477, number call with questions and comments. So let me go back and get you the CPI survey. CPI for all urban consumers up 0.4% in March. So that's a 3.5%. That's a 3.5% change over the last 12 months. For shelter, the index for shelter rose in March, as did the index for gasoline, which contributed half the gain. But then if you take core, you take the core number came in, checked in at 0.4% as well. And if you take the core number, that core number comes in at 3.8%. Not 2%, right? Not 2%. So, of course, the White House was out furiously trying to stop the bleeding from the inflation story, which has really eroded some support. There was a positive for Biden poll story in the New York Times this morning, I noticed, and I'm like, and it turns out the way it was written, it was like, well, we've cut into his lead. We've cut into the Trump lead. It's like, well, that's not as positive as I thought it would be. But Gene Sperling, longtime advisor to President Biden, currently on his Council of Economic Advisors, was on Yahoo Finance on Wednesday after the report came out. And he had this to say. Let's play this cut number one.
The case that our number one focus is on overall cost for working families. Of course, inflation has come down significantly from its highs, but it's not good enough for us. We would have liked to see this number come in lower. There's no question about that.
Right. So there, but you'll notice again, just like the article we just read, which we pulled this clip before I had this article to look at, that quote from Gene Sperling ignores the tries to use the fact, well, it was slower inflation than it was before. The Fed has been talking about slower inflation than it was before, but there's still a long way to go. So let's listen to what they are trying to say is what they're doing for inflation. I think this is it here. Cut number two.
I think some of the unhappiness, which is very understandable for people, is that in a place like dairy, milk, and eggs, prices are down, but they're still much higher than they're used to.
Sure.
So they're not, you know, they're frustrated by that.
Right. So again, that whole relationship, that whole talk about people are frustrated. Wages have not caught up, and so that has always been a talking point for folks in, particularly in Democrat White Houses, to say the problem is greedy owners are not paying people enough. But if you read what the small business owners say, 38% on net had to raise compensation in order to attract workers. Labor costs were reported by labor costs are only being reported by 10% of businesses as being their single most important issue. They're raising wages. They're having to keep their workers. But listen to more of what it is they're talking about. Let's play this too. Cut number three.
Housing prices. The president has called for 2 million more affordable housing prices,
right.
More supply reduces prices. For decades, prescription drug costs has been a main strain on families. Student debt for younger people and for, you know, people 30, 40 who still have that debt. The junk fees, the area where the president looks at overdraft fees or late fees for credit cards, all of these come out of your pocket in one way or the other.
All right. We're going to replay that. I'm going to actually address each item they talk about in turn. So this is the stop go portion. So we're going to test Spencer's reactions here. But I know he's of clear mind, so I think it's going to be just fine. Let's play again, and I'll tell you when to stop. Cut number three.
Housing prices. The president has called for 2 million more affordable housing prices.
Right.
More
stop. Yes, called for. With what? What did they do? How did they call for this 2 million more? Did they just encourage them to do that? No. What they're doing is they are spending money to induce people to build more affordable housing. Did they tax anybody to pay for that? No. They are, in fact, raising interest rates by borrowing more money. And that borrowing of more money does what to the affordability of houses? Well, again, you don't need to be a physicist or an economist to recognize that probably makes your houses less affordable. Let's go to the second point here.
Reduces prices. For decades, prescription drug costs has been a main strain on families. Student debt for younger people.
All right. Let go a little bit further. That piece, I want to ask the Dean Clancy when he comes to us for Americans for Prosperity. He'll be on at the top of the hour to talk about many things, but I want to ask him about this particular point. What has the Biden administration done on prescription drug prices? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. We'll wait on that one, okay? But let's do this one on student loans. Continue.
People 30, 40 who still have that debt. The junk
Stop.
Fees.
So the student debt is going to do what? Again, if you make student debt, if you tell students you can just borrow money and you won't have to pay it back because we're going to forgive it, particularly if you go into certain fields that end in the word studies, which, okay, I'll leave that there. But if you go into the right fields, we'll reduce your loan faster. It's a transfer payment that you think is going to end up with the student or the past student, but it's going to end up mostly it's going to mostly raise prices. Let alone the fairness issue of people who didn't go to college paying for other people's colleges. We're actually going to end up with you know, with universities raising their rates, raising tuition rates, because they're like, yeah, because the net price won't be any different, because in the mind of that student, yeah, the money I borrowed, yes, there's this high number here, but someone's going to let me off the hook later on. No, not everybody. There are very, I would argue even the vast majority of my students look at that debt number and they say, yeah, I got to pay that back. But it only takes a fraction of them, because remember, prices move at the margin. It's that marginal person who comes into the university or doesn't come into the university that is driving what that tuition number is. Not so much maybe at a state institution like mine, but certainly when you're looking at the private institutions, those tuition rates are driven by what will the market bear. If I tell you you don't have to pay back the loan, don't you think that encourages the private university to raise their tuition more? Sure. And then the last one, let's continue.
The area where the president looks at overdraft fees or late fees for credit cards, all of these come out of your pocket in one way or the other.
They do, but if I can't charge you a fee for overdraft and you overdraft regularly, what am I likely to do instead? I'm likely to tell you you can't have a bank account here. Or if you have a late fee for keep forgetting to pay the MasterCard bill, what does MasterCard do as a response to that? It raises the interest. You can't charge it that way. Fine, then I'll raise the interest rate that I charge on the that I charge you for your balance on the MasterCard bill. Well, we can't have that. We'll have to cap that interest rate. And all of a sudden, you will have many people who don't have access to credit cards. That might be a good thing. That's certainly, I can think of shows on this station like Dave Ramsey that would tell you, well, you don't want the credit card anyway. You shouldn't have it. That's true. But for many households, the gap between when your paycheck arrives and when you have to purchase things for your home, particularly if it turns out it's an emergency of some kind or another, it's what you have the credit card for. And, you know, are you really helping the people you think you're going to help? Let's stop right here. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on The Biz 1440.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Want to use water wisely? Call Commerce Water for a softener with a brain. Our technology optimizes softener performance. Right now, get $400 trade-in for your old water softener, and Commerce will haul it away. Call Commerce Water. Commerce.com.
The Ramsey Show.
Right now, my wife and I, we're scared.
Take her hands in your hands and go, okay, we're doing this together, and we are not going to let this take our marriage. And as a matter of fact, it's going to make our marriage stronger. And hold on tight.
Live every weekday afternoon from 1 to 4.
I've got rhythm. I've got music. I've got my man. Who could ask for any more? I've got Daisy.
Welcome back, King Banging Show. Wow, where did you pull that one? Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, my trouble. I don't mind it.
651-289-4477, number to call with questions and comments. 651-289-4477, number to call. So let me dig in. We're again at the top of the hour. Dean Clancy from Americans for Prosperity joining us for a conversation about inflation as it applies to medical costs, to health, and so forth. And I want to ask that question about prescription prices as well. But let's just dig in on a couple of other items, right? If I look at, as you know, if you follow me, if you follow us using the hashtag #KBRS, I typically post the median CPI number that gets given by the Cleveland Federal Reserve when that number gets posted later that morning. Median CPI, which is, again, just to give you the concept, take all the inflation rates for all the various categories of goods. You'll notice, right, I dug in and found for you the CPI for food away from home for Minneapolis, St. Paul, Superior, that big MSA that you live in down there. I'm up here in St. Cloud. I'm not in it. Okay, but in that particular area, if I look at that area, I can develop a CPI, a consumer price index, for just food away from home. If I took all of that, all of those national numbers, those national indexes, at some level of disaggregation, and then I rank them from the ones that rose the least or fell the most, all the way to the ones that rose the most, and then I took the category that was smack dab in the middle, that's the median CPI. Look at that category and say, which one, what was the one that rose where half the elements rose more than that, half rose less? The answer, 4.6%. The other one that gets used frequently is the trimmed mean CPI. Okay. One of the elements that's been up a lot in the last couple months has been auto insurance. Have you had to buy auto insurance lately? Okay, my insurance renewal dates are December and June, and I can tell you the December bill came in, and I called the agent. I'm like, Pete, is this right? He said, yeah, they're up quite a bit. And I said, is there any reason for me to shop? He said, I just did this yesterday for another client, and frankly, I don't. I've known Pete for 25 years, and it's like, well, if Pete tells me there's no point to shopping, I believe Pete. If I didn't believe Pete, he wouldn't be my agent. So I believed him on that, and he has not given me a bum steer yet. But if you took out the top 8% and the bottom 8%, so you end up with something that's called the trimmed mean CPI. The full name is 16% trimmed mean CPI, because you drop the 8 at the top, drop the 8% at the bottom, and you take the 84 that's in the middle. That's at 3.6%. I don't care how you slice it. Inflation was tough. And I want to play just two clips with two different Fed persons who were asked to respond to that. One of them from the San Francisco Fed, Mary Daly, was asked on a panel at the San Francisco Fed on Thursday. And this was her answer. This is cut 9.
when I look back and think back at the year so far, what I see is a strong labor market, a robust consumer spending pattern, good growth, and inflation that's not falling at a rapid pace like it was the second half of last year. And what that does is it says there's absolutely, in my mind, no urgency to adjust the policy rate. Policy's in a good place right now, and I need to be fully confident that inflation is on track to come down to 2%, which is our definition of price stability, before we would consider a rate cut.
So she's at that level. She's there and saying no cut. In contrast, at the Boston Fed, at the other end of the United States, Susan Collins, who's the president of the Boston Fed, had this to say: cut 10.
Inflation numbers that came in this week were on what I would call the high end of what was expected. And if you look at the first quarter, certainly inflation is elevated compared to where it was as we ended 2023. At the same time, it doesn't change my baseline outlook that inflation will continue to come down with a healthy labor market. I just think it will take more time. And it's premature to tell whether the elevated numbers that we just saw are a bump along that path or something more concerning. So I don't see it as a significant turn.
So I don't see it as significant yet, but the markets did, because the chance of a June rate cut went from 47% when we were talking last week to now being at 70 of no rate cut, going from 47% to 72%. Rate cuts not till the second half of the year is what we expect now. When we come back, Dean Clancy to talk to us about medical care inflation. After this, you're listening to the King Banyan Show on The Biz 1440.
When should you start collecting your Social Security? How you answer this question will be the difference in the success or failure of your retirement. Tune in to Money Matters with Al and Mike this week. They'll be sharing Social Security tips, from the basics of the program to strategies to maximize your payments. Al and Mike will help you sort out this important but often misunderstood part of your retirement income plan. Listen to Money Matters with Al and Mike, 2 p.m. Sunday on The Biz 1440, or call them at 855-231-6010.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where, for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
We're taking you inside the Invergrove Hyundai Service Department.
Hello, I'm Jared, journeyman technician from Invergrove Hyundai, and I've been here about 10 years.
Jared, what does my vehicle need to make it through the icy cold winter?
So what I recommend for getting ready for winter, good set of snow tires, or at least a tire rotation, your better tires up front, alignment, and a good set of brakes. Oh, and a good battery.
So why do people come to Invergrove Hyundai for service?
It's a great store. People up front are very friendly and helpful, and with their mechanics that we have in the back, we do get the job done right the first time. We've all been here for multiple years, a good group of guys. Our quality work is very good.
For immediate openings for service on your Hyundai vehicle, contact Invergrove Hyundai now. Whether you need a new set of tires or routine maintenance, trust the professional service technicians at Invergrove Hyundai. Find them online at InvergroveHyundai.com.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with this half-price offer from The Biz 1440 and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for just $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person. meaning you could save thousands this year. Call the Biz 1440 today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
The Biz 1440.